This Saturday night, it's time to laugh at the Tibbetts Opera House. The annual Tibbetts Comedy Fest is back this Saturday night. This is our Tibbetts Talk, and on the line with us is the headliner for the event, Corey Rodriguez, coming to town. I mean, you look through your resumes, all the big places that that you've played, and now you end up in Coldwater, Michigan. You've made it, man.
Yeah, I have made it. I've been wanting to come here pretty much all my life, man. This is just a dream come true to be able to talk to you today.
I was going to say, do you have to carry your boots with you on the airplane when you...
to go turkey hunting.
I meant for the BS that you were shoveling out, but whatever. So tell us about Corey Rodriguez. What was the start for you into the comedy biz, and when did you know? And, I mean, how did all that kind of play out for you?
All that just played out being young and being silly and just got into the game that way. And so, you know, just being a young, funny guy, just kind of things panned out. And it's, you know, panned out to take me big places, like here. And so, and I really am. I am genuinely excited to come there.
Yeah.
You know, what do I have to look forward to when I get there? You got to tell me.
Well, winter hopefully should be over by then. That's what we're hoping. It'll be nice springtime weather for you. Very friendly crowd, and they do have the Ghost Light Bar, so the crowd tends to enjoy themselves at these comedy fests. So I think you'll have a great crowd for this. So, but were you the funny guy in school? I mean, what was kind of the when you said, "Hey, I can do this as for a living."
A funny guy in school. I think I was more the considerate guy, more the personality guy. I wasn't so much of the clown in school. So I think we fall into different categories. You get some clowns and you get some people that are just observant and articulate. And that was kind of more my line. I wasn't more of a clown.
Yeah.
But a lot of laughs, you know?
Now, you made your late night debut on Conan O'Brien's show back in 2019. What was that all about? What like?
Well, that was a lot of fun. Conan's a great guy. I mean, he definitely is a big guy, as you can see. If anybody watches that video, if you check it out, or if you caught it, he's a big guy, so he made me look a lot smaller than I actually am. But that's fine. It's kind of towering over me there. But Conan's a great guy. That was a great show. It was so fun. So fun. And, you know, he's also a New England guy himself, and so it was just good. You know, good to be on that show. And it was just a lot of fun, exposure to a lot of the world. And then things started really popping from there, going out and doing dry bar comedy for the Mormons and doing a couple other specials, doing some things on HBO Max and Amazon. And then we shot a movie called Salesman on Amazon. So it's been, things have really opened up. I was over at TBN doing stuff with Mike Huckabee on the Christian Network. That was awesome. Unexpectedly awesome. So been a nice ride so far. And like I said, all good things come to a head, and here I am in Coldwater.
There you go. So where do you mine your material from? Is a lot of it observational from your family?
From everywhere. From family, from friends, from friends' relationships, you know. Talking to the radio host. Everywhere the material comes from. I will say I did have to change something as far as material goes. I was working in Reno, Nevada, and, you know, I don't drink milk anymore. I'm an almond milk guy.
Okay.
Drinking almond and oat milk and, you know, talking about people not drinking milk in Reno, it didn't go over well. I mean, they like their milk there. So... you know, it was like I had said some of the most blasphemous stuff ever when I was like, yeah, why are we drinking? What are we drinking cow's milk for? Stuff makes you fat. It's not great for you. They were like, oh, ooh.
Yeah. Well, don't do that in Coldwater because we're big cow territory around here. And also pork is big here. So don't, you know, don't do an anti-pork joke. Jokes.
I like pork. I'm getting twisted. I'm not drinking any pig milk, though. But I'm a pork guy for sure.
Like I guess I've never milked a pig before, so I don't know if that's I don't know if that's possible or not. So, but
it's the food I have to try when I go out there. Everywhere I go, it's the food I have to try. What is the Coldwater, Michigan thing to try?
I mean, we got big burger. I mean, there's really nothing. Well, if you came in the summer, it'd be like the Polish Festival. in Bronson right next door, say you had a Poli sausage or duck blood soup or something like that. But, you know, we got like burgers here and barbecue and stuff.
Kim, did you just say duck blood soup?
I did.
How did you just go? How did you just gloss over? Hold on, wait a minute. Where am I going? How common is duck blood soup that it was like not the focal point of the conversation? What are you talking about?
It's a Polish delicacy. Let's put it that way. It's a little salt, a little salty, but
okay.
But you'll develop a taste to it. So
I love how you were like duck blood soup. We do have burgers. Yeah. But we have duck blood soup. Like how?
But only in July for the Polish festival, so yeah.
Right.
So.
That should be the end of the sentence. When you're eating the duck blood soup. This is going to be interesting. Now I'm really looking forward to it.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll make sure we have some of the dressing room then for you.
Yeah, that'll be great. I'll do it after the set. I want to make sure I can make it through with no stomach issues.
There you go. Well, looking forward to it this Saturday night on stage at the Tibbetts Opera House. Corey's the headliner, featured comic Chris Young, and the opener is Mahar Mata, all performing at the Tibbetts Opera House. Three stand-up comedians on stage. Begins at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6:30 as well. So, Corey, we will see you this Saturday night, all right?
Thank you. Looking forward to it. Thank you for having me.
Corey Rodriguez, he's the headliner for the Tibbetts Comedy Fest Saturday nights on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk, AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.